Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. Moses is dead. Interesting way to start the call. But Moses is dead. But you're not. You are part of the Joshua generation, ready to claim your promised land, flowing with milk and honey, having every need met, but more than enough to share and bless others. As we began reading Joshua 1, verses 1 through 8, we got fired up, filled with expectation. So let's read these scriptures, and we strongly encourage to put these 8 verses into your smartphone, iPad, tablet, note card, napkin, or whatever is available to you. Read them frequently and get them engrafted into your spirit.
Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel.
A new chapter is about to unfold in the lives of the children of Israel. The leaders, the deliverer they followed is dead. But the promise, the vision, is not.
We should never base our pursuit of a vision
on the man or woman of God who taught it, but on our great God who promised it.
Amen and amen.
The verse simply says, see, arise. According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for arise, H6965, and it means to rise, arise, become powerful, come on the scene. In other words, get up and get going. Do something. Stop talking and start pursuing God's promises to you. Then the verse tells the children of Israel where to go to get the inheritance they've been promised. God's word reveals us every day where he wants us to go to manifest the promises that he's given to us. He wants us to pursue with passion the inheritance that he's promised us as well. I said many times, posted it on social media numerous times, this next statement. If you have a pulse, you have a purpose. Find it. Live it.
The scripture says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and from this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast.
Our great God, Jehovah, is a God of specificity. He gives very detailed instructions to the children of Israel. He has a choice piece of real estate picked out for them.
And listen to what he promises. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you.
God has given you and I dominion over every place that our feet tread. When we walk in any environment, we're on holy ground.
Exodus 3, verses 4 through 6. Exodus 3, verses 4 through 6 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, and when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. God said, do not come near. Put your shoes off your feet, for the place on which you stand is holy ground. Also, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God.
As we journey through this life, we need to fully understand that everywhere our feet tread is holy ground because of the God we serve. This realization will bring a boldness in every situation we face and every opportunity we receive. And it's kind of like that song, Holy Ground, which we love.
That's it.
We're standing on holy ground, for I know there are angels all around. Hallelujah.
And the next verse says this, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
If you need a boost in confidence in the midst of adversity, you need to read verse 5 again and again.
The scripture goes on to say, be strong and of good courage. This is verse 6.